You know, I've been thinking about this for a while now, and I just can't keep it to myself anymore. You see, I've always had this particular fantasy of having someone under my complete control, to have something being only mine, mine and only mine, to just own someone like they were my property. I know it might sound a bit extreme, but it's just one of my fantasies to feel that ownership and power over someone, to be able to do whatever I want with that person. And, you know, I just feel that things have been going so well between the two of us, that we have had so much fun together, that there's a mutual trust here that I've never felt before. So what I'm trying to say is that I would like to try something new with you. I'd like to test this trust between the two of us. Because if you trust enough to let me do this to you, it would make me the happiest woman in the world. It would make me so very happy that I would do anything to give it all back to you. You know what I mean? If you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back, honey. And all I want is for you to just let me own you a little bit. I just want you to let me treat you like you were my property, to let me be your owner for a little while. You see, I bought something for you. And for a start, all I want from you is just to accept this little gift from me. It's nothing fancy, really, but I just saw it in the store today and I couldn't help but think that it would look so good on you. Here. It's pretty, isn't it? This black leather leash with a cute little collar that would look just lovely around your neck. Just right here. Right around your precious throat. Wrapped around you like a symbol of your trust in me. Like a sign of your submission to me. What do you say, sweetheart? Could you do that for me? Could you kneel down before me and just show me that perfect neck of yours? I think you'd look just gorgeous in this leash, honey. With this black leather against your beautiful skin. Pretty please. It would make me so happy, you know, if you could just be a good, good fucking boy for me and accept this collar. I can see you're thinking so hard right now. So many thoughts rushing through that cute little head of yours. Oh, I just love seeing you like this. Taken by surprise, pushed into a corner like this, forced to make that hard decision whether to trust me or not. Oh, come on. You know you can do that, honey. You know you can trust me to take good care of you, to treat you with respect and dignity. Even if you give your neck to me, I will always treat you with great respect. I would be the most grateful owner, the most merciful mistress that you could ever dream of. So just give me your neck, honey. Just get down on your knees for me. Yeah, there you go. Good boy. Good fucking boy. I've been having this fantasy for so long, sweetie, and now it's finally time. It's time for you to become my property. My personal property, my pretty little pet that I can boss around however I want to. Because when I put you in this leash, honey, you will be all mine, my toy to play with, my personal slave that I can just use for my pleasure. And that's what I want. A good boy at my service. A sweet little slut that I can just tease and fuck in any way that I want to. So how's it going to be? Do you really want this baby? Because I need to hear it. I need to hear you say it, darling. That you are ready for this. To be kept in a leash like this. Constantly within my reach. Until I decide to take it off of you. Say it, baby. Say, please put me in a leash, mistress. Good boy. That is music to my ears, honey. Now lift up that chin for me. Yes, just like that. That's perfect, baby. Now, just smile like a very good boy for me as I collar you. Yes, there we go. My good boy in a leash for me. What a beautiful sight you are. My perfect boy on the floor like this, collared and happy. Because you're happy now, aren't you? Come on. You're so cute right now. What a cute little pet you are. Now come here. Walk with me. Show me what a good little pet you are. Just be a very good boy for me and follow me to the bed. Yes, come here. I have another surprise for you. Just hop up on the bed for me. Yeah, there you go. Good boy. Now lay on your back for me. Lay down like a good fucking boy. Yes, just like that. Now, I have a little treat for you, honey. A sweet little treat for you. Like me sliding my panties off? Yes. Just look at that little pussy. It looks tasty, doesn't it? My perfect pussy just inches above your greedy little mouth. So just stick out your tongue for me. And give it a little lick, honey. Good boy. Go on. Just lick it. And suck it. And show me what you can do with that mouth of yours. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, you just swirl that tongue for me. Get it deep in there. Yeah, that's it. You're such a good boy for me. With your face between my legs like this. My perfect little fuck toy. Letting me use you like this. Oh, I fucking love it. Having you in a leash. Having you under me. Having your tongue deep inside of me. That's it, baby. Yeah. Probe that little pussy. I want to see my girl juices all over your face. Dripping down your chin. Making your lips glisten. Yeah. Oh, that's a good boy. Yeah. You probe me, baby. You feel my swollen lips, honey? Yeah. Yeah. You find that clit, darling? Yeah. Oh, you flick that clit with your tongue. Baby, you be a good boy for me. Be a good boy. You're gonna make me come. That's it. Keep doing that. Be a good fucking pet. There you go. Keep doing it. Yes. Just wow, honey. You have a wonderful mouth there. Such perfect lips for me to use for pleasure. And now they're all covered in my juices, aren't they? Let me wipe that off, sweetie. There we go. Now, I think it's time for your big reward. Your reward for being such a good fucking boy for me. And you know what that is, don't you? That's right. I'm going to let you fuck me. I'm going to let you fuck me however you want. As long as you keep that collar around your neck. As long as you let me keep you in this leash. Just so I can tug it and pull it. To remind you that you are still my fucking property. Even if you spank me or choke me. Even if you slap me or spit on me. You are still my fucking property. Because I own you. My perfect pet. And I can use you however I want. And right now, I want you to fuck me like it was your last time fucking me. And I want you to be rough with me. Yeah, just go ahead. You fuck me from behind. Shove that hard cock inside of me and show me what you've got. Just do it. I said do it. I want you to pound my pussy until you fucking come, okay? I want you to fill me. Yeah. I want you to fuck me until you my pussy with your creamy cum. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Good boy. Such a good fucking slut for me. Pounding my pussy like that. Pounding my pussy hard. Come on. Give it to me. Give me that cock. Yeah. What a good fucking slut you are. My perfect slut. My perfect good fucking me. Boy, like I fucking deserve it. Yeah. Ow. Good job, honey. That was... Yeah. Give it. Give it. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Get it. Come on. Get the fucking come me. Make it happen. Come on. Fuck me. Harder. Harder. Job, honey. That was perfect. That was exactly what I needed. To have my good boy giving me a proper fuck like that. To have my fuck toy giving me the pleasure that I deserve. Now, I want you to keep that collar on for the rest of the day. Just as a reminder of what I just did to you. As a reminder that I own you. So don't you dare remove that collar, honey. You know, I might even take you for a walk around the neighborhood later today, just to show the world that you're my property, that you are off limits to all other people out there, that you are all mine and only mine. Now get some rest, sweetheart. I want you nice and fully rested for my next session with you. Mwah.